Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on sub bass for jungle and old school DNB. Here, the sub is not just the low end, it is the floor plan of the tune. If the sub is late, loose, or smeared by the kick and break, the whole track loses authority. So in this lesson, we are not trying to make the sub louder, we are trying to make it tighter, clearer, and heavier in the exact frequency window that matters. Think of the sub like part of the drum kit. In jungle and old school DNB, low end is often rhythmic before it is melodic. If a note does not help the groove, cut it. That is the mindset. You want clearance windows where the kick, snare, and break can speak first, and the sub answers with pressure rather than clutter. Let's start with the source. Create a dedicated MIDI track for the sub and keep it separate from any Reese or mid-bass layers. For a clean, classic sub in Ableton, operator is usually the fastest path. Set it to a sine wave, keep it in mono, and only use legato if you actually want notes to glide into each other. Stay around the C1 to C2 range depending on the key and the arrangement. Now here is a big point. Write the sub against the drum pattern, not in isolation. In fast DNB, the bass often feels heavier when it lands in the gaps between the kick and the snare, or answers the break slice instead of constantly sitting on top of it. If the snare is hitting on 2 and 4, let the sub work around that. Let it breathe. A restrained bassline can feel more dangerous than a busy one. Next, shape the envelope. Tightness comes from the note contour as much as the notes themselves. In operator, keep the attack very short, somewhere around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Use a decay that supports the groove, maybe 80 to 180 milliseconds for punchier lines or longer if you need more sustain. Keep sustain high for a steady roller feel, and use a short release so the notes do not smear into each other. If you want that little old-school bark at the start of the note, you can use a subtle pitch envelope in operator. Keep it tiny, just a few semitones at most, and very short in time. That can give the note a slight percussive hit, almost like a kick-shaped attack. But be careful, too much pitch movement in the low end can make the whole sub feel unstable, especially once the break gets busy. Now let's talk timing, because in DNB, micro timing is everything. Open the MIDI clip and look at where each sub note starts. Sometimes you want the sub just after the kick, so the kick keeps its definition. Sometimes you want it a touch early so it pulls the pocket forward. There is no one rule here. The rule is, make the timing intentional. If you have a chopped break running, treat it like a rhythmic obstacle course. The sub should not fight every kick fragment inside the break. Let the main kick accents breathe, keep the sub notes shorter near fills, and avoid long-held notes across busy drum turns unless you are deliberately creating a sustained moment. One advanced trick is to duplicate the bass MIDI clip and make a second version for the turnarounds. That way the main loop stays simple, but the phrase can tighten up when the drums become more active. Once the MIDI is working, move to EQ. Put EQ 8 after the instrument. This is where the sub starts becoming mix ready. Clean out anything useless below about 20 to 30 Hz if needed, and look for any muddy buildup around 80 to 140 Hz. The goal is not to carve the life out of the bass. The goal is to make sure the sub is not masking the kick body or the low end of the break. A good habit here is to solo the kick and sub together, then bring the full drums back in. If the sub still feels readable with the drums playing, you are probably in a good place. If it only sounds huge in solo, it is usually not tight enough for the mix. Now we add weight without wrecking the fundamental. Use subtle saturation rather than heavy distortion. Ableton's saturator is perfect for this. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clipping on, can help the sub translate on smaller speakers without losing its foundation. Match the output so you are comparing fairly. This is important. If something sounds better just because it is louder, that is not real improvement. You can also use drum bus very lightly if you want a bit of extra character, but do not go wild on the actual sub. The better advanced move is to duplicate the sub track. Keep one track clean, mono, and pure. Then make the duplicate a filtered harmonic layer. High pass that duplicate somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Drive it harder and keep it low in the mix. That gives your ears something to follow, while the clean sub keeps the floor solid. This is one of the best tricks in dark DNB. The low end stays disciplined, but the harmonics make it feel bigger than it really is. You are building perceived size, not just actual bass volume. Now check stereo. The pure sub should be mono. Use utility on the sub track, and if needed, set the width to zero. Keep any widening effects away from the fundamental. Chorus, phaser, ensemble. All of that belongs on upper layers only, not on the true sub. If you are ever unsure, hit mono and listen. If the bass collapses or gets weak, Something in the stereo field is leaking down into the low end. That is especially important in jungle and old school DNB, where the arrangement is busy and phase issues can hide easily. A bass stack should usually look like this. Pure sub in mono, mid-bass or res layers high-passed and allowed to be wide, and any modulation effects kept clear of the fundamental. Clean separation wins every time. Next is sidechain. The kick is often the trigger that defines bass impact in heavy DNB. Use compressor or glue compressor with sidechain from the kick. You do not need huge amounts of gain reduction. You just need enough space for the kick to hit cleanly. A fast attack and moderate release usually work well, but use your ears and match the groove. If the kick is short and punchy already, do not duck the sub into oblivion. Let it dip just enough to avoid masking, then come back in time for the next hit. A nice advanced move is to sidechain the harmonic layer more aggressively than the pure sign. That way the low fundamental stays stable, while the upper information breathes with the groove. Now let's shape the phrase itself. In DNB, the arrangement matters just as much as the sound. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar units. A strong drop often works better when the sub is not constant. Maybe the first bar is sparse. Maybe the third bar adds a little variation. Maybe the fourth bar leaves a hole before the next phrase. Those gaps are powerful. The less the sub chatters, the more weight each note carries. If you want the bass to feel really readable at low volume, simplify it. A sub that disappears when you turn the monitor down is usually too dependent on loudness instead of clarity. And that is a classic mistake. Always compare the sub by itself and with the drums together. A bassline that sounds amazing in solo can still wreck the groove when the break comes in. For more control, resample the sub to audio. This is a great advanced workflow. Print a 4-bar or 8-bar pass, consolidate the best region, and then use audio editing to clean up the timing. You can trim tails, add tiny fades, make micro edits around fills, and automate clip gain more precisely. Sometimes the cleanest fix is not another plugin. Sometimes it is simply removing a few milliseconds of blur at the end of the note. This becomes especially useful in old-school style arrangements, where the same loop repeats, but the energy changes across sections. A little clip-level editing can make the bass feel performed instead of programmed. Now, in your grouping and bus workflow, keep things disciplined. Route drums into a drum group, bass into a bass group, and keep the bass group processing minimal. A light EQ, a mono check with utility, maybe some gentle glue if needed, and a limiter only as a safety net. Do not use heavy compression as a substitute for good note placement and arrangement. The real power move is contrast. Let the intro breathe with no sub or just a filtered hint. Bring in sparse, weighty statements for the first drop. Maybe make the middle section a little busier. Then strip it back before a switch up so the next return hits harder. In this style, less bass activity often creates more impact than more layers ever could. Here are a few pro moves to keep in mind. You can split the bass roll into floor and poke. One layer is the clean, pure fundamental. The other is a short, filtered attack layer that provides articulation. Keep the floor steady and let the poke layer carry the motion. You can also vary note lengths across phrases without changing the actual notes. Longer notes in one phrase, clipped notes in the next. Held note into a fill, or a short pickup before the drop. In fast DNB, duration changes are felt instantly. Another great trick is ghost sub notes. These are very short, low velocity notes placed just before the main hits to create a sense of push. Use them sparingly. They can make a drop feel like it is leaning forward without turning the line into a mess. And when the drums have a strong syncopated hit, answer that hit with the bass instead of forcing both elements to land at once. That call and response relationship is what makes jungle and DNB feel alive. If the sub needs a bit more translation on small systems, do not jump straight to brighter distortion. Try a tiny triangle wave mixed in, or a filtered harmonic duplicate with just a bit more saturation. The goal is always the same, enough upper information for the ear to track, while the actual low oscillator stays stable. You can even automate subtle changes across the arrangement. Maybe the harmonic layer gets a little louder going into the drop. Maybe the saturator drive rises for the first 4 bars, then settles back once the full drums are established. Maybe the sub ducks slightly during a snare roll. These small changes make the drop feel bigger when it returns. So here is the core lesson in one line. In jungle and old school DNB, the best sub is usually the one that feels unavoidable, not overworked. If you want a quick practice run, build a 170 to 174 BPM project with an amen style loop. Load a mono operator sine sub. Write a two-bar bass phrase with only a handful of notes. Make those notes answer the kick and leave room for the snare accents. Add EQ 8 and clean gently below the very low end. Add a little saturator drive. Sidechain lightly. Duplicate the line and create a small pickup variation. Then check the whole thing in mono and at a quiet listening level. If the groove still feels heady when played softly, you have done the discipline part right. And in this style, that discipline is exactly what turns a bass line into pressure.